You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Third week of hearing the message of Love Different. And as we heard the first week, and we enjoyed the preaching of Pastor Ray Corpus, one of our apostles in this church, it was about Isaac and the story of Rebecca. With our take-home point, pursue love in God's sight and not love at first sight. There it is. Then second week, last week, Pastor Winston Reyes was preached to us about follow your heart. It was the story of Ruth and Boaz, and of course, Naomi. Okay, medyo kumisan Tagalog kasi Naomi. Okay, and then there was this take-home point. The truth was follow the true and living God. And today, we'll be hearing about a story that is embodied in this song. Let's hear this song. I'll not be singing it.
In the Bible, 1,000 years
before. Read it, sing it.
Of ancient history. Now,
his name is who?
Who was strong as he could be? Till he met a cheating gal who brought him tragedy.
Go!
Oh, right.
That's it.
Run, Samson, run. You ain't got time to stay. Run, Samson, run. On your mark, you better start. I'm soon just a hungry lion than a gal with a cheating heart.
Stop! Okay. Ganado kayo, no? This is just a preview of the season ones. March 17 coming up. Just warming up. Life begins at 50, 60, 70, 80 until the Lord takes us home. Hallelujah. Okay, enjoy ba kayo? Ha? Bumili na kayo ng ticket, ha? 295 per person. And that will be on March 17. Ayan, okay. Na-advertise tuloy. Kasi nga po, eh, liyebo namin yan, mga kalyebo namin. Taas nga ng kamay ng mga 50, oh, 45 pataas. Taas ang kamay. Raise up those hands, 45 and up. Whoa! Yan, oh. Oh, panalo na, oh. Daming ticket buyers, oh. Ang daming stop buyers. We have the stops are already available at the back. Okay. Talagang binanatan, ano? Okay. Samson and Delilah. You know, the book of Judges, where we've read those verses, is a book I also call the book of heroes. Because, you know, God has chosen people in the Old Testament, most especially with his nation, Israel, that has been a hard-headed nation. Because this nation that is the roots of the one who has saved us, the Lord Jesus Christ, we will see in the Old Testament that they were a nation that are hard-headed, with their hearts sometimes, you know, focused to God. Then they will continue to veer away from God and continue to sin and disobey God. And then when they are down there, God will just lift them up again. And it's a cycle of, you know, of up and down for this nation. But yet, in the book of Judges, you know, heroes are hard to find. Yes. But in the book of Judges, we see a hero that is, well, his life will not be, shall I say, really a life of being a hero. But let's look at that story. He is Samson. And of course, when that name is called, always together with that name is the name Delilah. Okay. Sana kakantahin ko yung kay Tom Jones eh. Pero sana lang, March 17 na lang. Yan, okay. Love is blind. This is the message will just evolve in these words. Love is blind. Oh, the expression love is blind was coined by Shakespeare, the great writer. It means ignoring or becoming blind, huh, to the problems and shortcomings of the person you're in love with. Di ba? Crazy, di ba? You know, not seeing the shortcomings and the problems of the person that you're in love with. That's say, I'm blinded by that love. Or that's called love is blind. But is love really blind? Now, when we look at that, we will also take note that there was a survey made here in the Philippines. It was done in 2006. Resulted in that survey, question was, do you believe in the saying, love is blind? And you know what? 70% of adult Filipinos believe in that saying. Naniniwala sila. 70% believe that love is blind. And not only that, you know, 47% of that 70% say that they have experienced it. Oh, you are. But most of the 47% are the not legitimate relationships. Most of those 47% that have agreed and say they've experienced it is in the non-legal relationships. You know what I mean? I read this story about a guy who was pursuing this lady. He was so madly in love with that lady, but that lady is not minding him. She even refused to talk to this guy. So the guy says, probably the best solution for me is to just use the letters. So he started writing that lady letters and writing those letters one every day. So he's sending the letters one each day, love letters. Who among you are still writing love letters? Raise up that hand. Huh? Wala na, oh. Wala na. Parang, typing na, no? Tweet na lang. Oh, Facebook. Yeah? Text na lang. But you know what? The old-fashioned love letter, my friends, is effective. Hear this story. So he started writing letters every day in the next so many days, but to no response. The lady was not responding. So what he did was, you know, he increased the intensity of the letters. And instead of writing one letter a day, he started sending notes. Aside from one letter a day, he started sending notes twice a day. Woo! Twice a day. And he ended up writing about 700 letters and notes to her. You know what? June and Tess, you know what? The lady ended up marrying the postman. That's supposed to be a joke. Yeah. Gosh, 700 times that he's seeing this postman every day, twice a day. And she fell in love with the postman. Love is cross-eyed, not blind. Well, the story of Samson is something like we could glean upon when it comes to love. That's why in the center of that love is the cross, or in the side of that heart is a cross. Love different because God was in that man. God was in that situation wherein Samson was born and chosen by God. Samson was born as a Nazarite, What is a Nazarite? He is dedicated to God alone. And part of that dedication, the manifest obedience of that dedication, is that he will not have his hair cut or his head shaven. Kaya nga mahaba yung buhok niya. Parang ako, nung I was about, 20 years old, after the age about, I got married at 30, about 29, or yeah, 29, about nine years, that I grew my hair, and it was not growing like that, it was growing like that. And I was also involved in a band. We called them at that time, we called them the combo bands. Combo, kumbo mangon, tanghali na. Kasi puyat. Oh. So I was growing my hair and it goes like that. But Samson's hair is not to be cut, so he went this way. Lalo na kung gumagamit siya ng Pantene. Oh, sorry. Oh, shampoo, yeah. Ganda ng buhok niya. It will not be cut. And also, Samson has to veer away. Included in his Nazarite call was he is to shy away, abstain from any alcoholic drink. Walang alcohol. No? And he is not to eat any forbidden forbidden food. That is in Judges chapter 13. So we will see that this man, a separated life, but yet he was given by God a supernatural strength that Samson probably will look something like this. Could we see some? Yes, there. These are his exploits. He killed a lion with bare hands. Oh, yung binukan niya yung bear. Yun. The Bible says he cut the lion into two. Wow. Lakas, no? Then another feature there was he was carrying the gates of Gaza. You know, that's the gate of the city. And he carried it. I don't know how heavy is that, but amazing. The strength of Samson is really, you know, God-given. Then also, he has killed 1,000 Philistines with a donkey's jawbone. There's the jawbone of the donkey. Yung panga, no? Buto na yun. He was using that as his weapon while the Philistines were using swords and spears and daggers. He killed them, 1,000 of them, by the use of jawbone without even hurting himself. Wow. Yeah? Warrior talaga to eh. He's a warrior. Then also, one of his exploits was when he killed a lot of them, I think more than thousands of them, when he, you know, pulled down the temple of their god, Dagon. Dagon is the god of the Philistines. When Samson, you know, at the end of his life, pulled down the pillars of the temple, their temple, and killed everyone, including himself. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I would like to see that picture of a movie. Let's see that picture of the movie. Yes, Samson and Delilah. I watched this movie, mind you, I watched this movie in 1955. Who among you lived in 1955? Okay. Hello. Ayun. Meron din namang umaamin, no? I watched this movie with my mom. My mom brought me to this movie and I was amazed because I really loved the movie because of all the supernatural strength of this man called Samson, no? Eh, syempre, ano 'to eh? Kung sa panahon natin ngayon, yung sino ba siya? Parang sino ba yung mga Hindi na rin nila inabutan si He-Man eh. Okay. Hindi ko alam kung sino na ngayon eh. But, you know, I was so amazed by this guy's strength. I did not know that this is real and this is written in the Bible. This, my friends, is not a fiction of the imagination, but this is truth. It was recorded in the book of Judges, the exploit of this man. So makita natin, totoo po ito. Totoo ito. Samson and Delilah. Makita natin, no? Those two pillars, no? In the movie, you know, he was tied in chains. He said, brazen chains. Ang ginawa po niya sa movie, talagang dramatic yung ginawa niya. Ganitong ginawa niya, oh. Nakikita niyo yung picture na yun. You know, he swung the right chain into that right post. Pumulupot yung kadena. Tapos, ito rin, tinira. Tapos, nung nag-lock yung chain, you know, he pulled those, you know, ganun-ganun. Yeah. Di ba? Wow. Palakpakan yung mga tao. Palakpak din ako noon. I was a small boy. Amazing. I loved it. Samson and Delilah. But you know what? Samson met his downfall because of three major parts of his life. Remember that he's a Nazarite, separated for God. Did you know that we're also separated for God? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, para sa Diyos ka. Sabi mo sa katabi mo. Be serious about it. But if you're not, at the end of this message, please do be serious. Because, you know, everyone who is separated for God is separated from the world. And it's a mission to fulfill. Now, Samson has a mission to fulfill. Why did God raise him to be with that mighty strength? Because God wants him to lead the nation Israel out of bondage. At this point in time, they were in bondage because the nation Philistines. The Philistines were, you know, were enslaving them for so many years. So the Lord God raised up Samson so that he'll lead these people out of bondage, just like what he has done with Moses. But we'll see that, you know, Samson, you know, forgot his call. Samson forgot his being a Nazarite because he started entertaining the things that are hidden inside his heart. Samson blindly fell in love with a girl, a Philistine woman. Mind you, a Philistine woman. And Delilah, her name was, the meaning of Delilah is she who weakened or impoverished. Huh? Ang kahulugan po ng Delilah ay nagpapahina at nagpapahirap. E paghahanap ka ng kabiyak mong ganun, nagpapahina at nagpapahirap, eh, kumuha ka na lang ng tali at tali mo yung leg mo, sabit mo. Yeah? Tatoy mga, you know, the ladies are, you know, had that good laugh because, you know, it's true. You know, her name, Delilah. Teka muna, ha? Bubusin na ako. Put, put, put. Baka meron pong pangalan Delilah rito. Meron po ba? Taas nga kamay. Baka meron po. Meron po. May kakilala kasi ako ganyan. Kapitbahay namin doon sa, I grew up in Sampaloc, yung kapitbahay namin, si Manrudy at saka si Alin Deli, ang pangalan niya ay Delilah. Kaya pagtawagin niya yung kapitbahay na, Rudy! Rudy ka na! Nanginginig. Weakening, nagpapahina, impoverished, nagpapahirap o nagpapakawawa, di ba? So only in the name, there's already, you know, a negative thing there that this is not for God's anointed, that this is not for God's man, this is not for God's chosen one. And Samson, you know, just ignored that truth that he was a Nazarite because of his lust. Number one, you know, he was blinded by his lusts. In Judges chapter 16, let's see that verse in verse 5. He was blinded by lust. The rulers of the Philistines went to her, to Delilah, and said, see if you could lure him, Samson, into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him so that we may tie him up and subdue him. Each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver. This was the promise. Nung palang panahon na yun, liku-liku na daan eh. Walang tuwid na daan na pala nun. Naglalagay sila. Lalagyan ka namin. This is for you. 1,100 shekels of silver. That if computed today, it will be about 35 million pesos. Oh, 35 million yung nakikita niya na pwede niya ibangko sa PS Bank o kaya sa Metro Bank. 35 million. So, you see, blinded by the lusts, that even Delilah is really blinded by the lust of money. Huh? Akitin mo lang. You find a way that you could lure him. How could women lure men? Can I ask you? Huh? How could women lure men? Pwede ba yan na susungitan mo? Hindi, siyempre, papakit-cute yan. Hello, how are you? Tutok-tok pa yan. Yeah. Sorry. For those younger guys, you know, I you know, that's our time. And when the lights are flickering there, red, white, and blue, and there's that sound. That's how you lure men. Of course, there's none of these women are luring men today. Hello? You're Samson Knights. Women, you're Samson Knights because you are chosen by God. Hello? Yes? Okay ba? Pumalakpak nga yung mga kababaihan dyan. Yes, you're chosen by God. So you don't lure men. You don't trap men. You don't love men by their money. You don't love men by their looks. Samson is good looking. That's why my wife, I've chosen her. Because she's good looking like me. Like me. Sorry. Joke lang po. Samson was captivated by the deceitful beauty and charm of Delilah. Can we look at a picture of, probably the picture of Delilah? Oh, yan. Photoshop mo. Yun, no? Oh, ganda, oh. Di ba? Eh, itin mo naman si Samson. Nandating parang si, ano, parang si Superman. Yun? Oh. Delilah. Captivated. And he was enslaved by his lusts. Because once he has seen this woman, eh talagang tumibok na lahat kay Samson. Tumibok na lahat. Lahat ng muscle niya, pati puso niya, lahat-lahat na tumibok sa kanya. Yeah? He was enslaved by his lust that even though that he knew Delilah was already revealing his secrets to the enemy, pinabayaan pa rin niya. See that? Blinded by this lust, you know, Samson is even selling himself. Yeah? Mga lalaki. Sino mga lalaki dito? Taas nga kamay. Ayan, no? Di ba? Napagdaanan ba nyo yan? Ha? Parang binibenta nyo na yung sarili nyo. Kasi nga, eh, basta matapos na to. Kursunada ko to. Ayos na to. Di ba? You are not aware of the consequences of those actions because at that point in time, you're blinded by the lusts that, you know, that you're feeling. We would see this. Sin will destroy spiritual vision. This is what sin is doing. It will destroy a spiritual vision. It will not only destroy that, but it will also destroy the vision of any man or any woman for the Lord. Ayaw mo nang masabi, Lord, ayaw mo nang makita, Melo, ayaw mo nang marinig. You would even lose your spiritual fervor for the Word. Ayaw mo nang magbasa ng salita ng Diyos. Hindi mo na kinikilala. Biblia lang yan. Yeah? Why? Because there's sin. Now, Samson was in that situation that he is no longer aware of what he's doing because of his lust. And Delilah, because of his lust for money, lust for that 35 million pesos. If she was a Filipino, talagang, they were focused on their lusts. Now also, Samson did not mind his calling to be a leader of the church of God, the people of God. Hello, church. Today, you are the people of God. Say amen.
Amen.
So if your leaders, if we as your leaders here you know, will act like Samson, be sure, make sure that you also chain us with those bronze chains, because, you know, it really was a loss. He lost his fervor for God. Now, relating this today in our time, you know, people would, man and woman, I'll be talking man and woman, people would be flirting in the guise of just joking. Yeah? You know this, man? Also, I believe women are also doing this today. Yeah? They're flirting. And that will end up into, you know, extramarital affairs. And they will say, adultery yan. No, yeah. Ano lang yan? Affair lang yan. Kaya nga, may kanta pa nga, it's an affair to remember. Kaya iba, bigla na lang, pag nakaburol na, no? When they're dead and they're in the coffin, ang daming umiiyak. Darating, di ba? Bakit? Eh, di na nga alam kung sino-sino. Di ba? Ang dami na yung nagdadala ng birth certificate. Anak niyo po ako eh. Come on, guys. Come on. Every one of us, if you have not gone through that, or probably at this point in time, you're doubling in things like that, stop it. Because you are a Samson, and you, ladies, are Samsonites. Chosen by God. Gabi, in-advertise pa yung Samsonite, oh. A lady by the name of Whitney Elizabeth Houston lived August 9, 1963 up to February 11, 2012. Whitney Houston, a most celebrated recording artist, actress, producer, model at the age of 11, she was part of the church choir of New Hope Baptist Church in America. Following the footsteps of her mom, who was also a singer in the choir, this lady became so famous that the Billboard charts, the Hot 100 hits of 2000 or 2009, that the Guinness Book of World Records cited her as the most awarded female act of all time. Woo! Of all time. And not only that, her album sold 170 million albums. Dai. Manong. 170 million albums of her singles, of her videos sold worldwide. And, of course, a twist to her life was in 1990, she married a bad boy of entertainment called, his name is Bobby Brown. Probably Scholar Brown also. You know? He's colored. I think he's colored, no? The husband of we're not into colors, you know. I just said that. You know, his name is Bobby Brown. Probably he's also brown like us. A little browner like the other people. But when he married Bobby Brown, who is known, this Bobby Brown was known for his criminal and drug behavior. You know? Drugista to. Whitney stopped performing. But when they see her perform, she was, you know, kind of wobbly. You know, because she was drunk. She was high on drugs. And people will no longer clap. But people will start pitying her. Yeah, started right, ended up wrong. And today this woman's voice who lifted up hearts, sparked romances, and steered dreams of people is now gone because of the ravage of drugs and alcohol. You know, my friends, our church, this church, is separated for God. Nothing mystical about that. That is the truth. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, totoo yun. So don't do monkey business and dabbling with the world and you are still saying that you're a Christian and then when you walk, you know what I mean? Don't do that. This lady, shut her up. Baka magmulto. Oh, sorry. Bro, alisin mo na. Yan, okay. Para nakangiti pa din siya eh. Yeah? Okay. We're not judging her, but you know, base this on, this is based on his, her story. Samson was like that. Started right, and he, you know, just went through that part of his life that did not, you know, consider his calling. But we'll see. The next in line was, he was not only blinded with his lust, but he was blinded with pride. Judges 16:20. Let's look at that verse. Then she called, Delilah called, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke from his sleep and thought, I'll go out as before and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. That's pride. You know, when he was already compromising his being a Nazarite, the Lord God, you know, when he was still a Nazarite, the Lord God caused her, his hair to grow. But that is not the magic. The magic or the strength is not coming from the hair. The strength is coming from his relationship with God, Yahweh. And that relationship is, he is empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in Samson was the one causing that strength. But when the Bible says, but he did not know that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, has left him. Wala na. Ikabud na. You know, the glory is gone. The strength is gone. And he was still full of pride. I can do this. I can defeat them. I can kill them all. But that's pride. He was motivated by pride and passion for revenge. Why? Because the life of Samson, his passion for revenge is because her former wife, the name is Timna, who's also a Philistine, yung unang asawa niya, you know, was burned to death. Sinunog po ng mga Pilistino. She was burned by the Philistines together with her father, burned to death because of her relationship with Samson. So talagang, you know, Samson was angered by that and he was, you know, he was smoking revenge. That's why when he see Philistines, he will, you know, he will really kill them all. And not only that, Samson was living in compromise. In chapter 14, verse 3, Samson's parents, you know, Samson's parents tried to tell him, you know, Samson, isn't it good that you marry an Israelite there? Finally, isn't there an acceptable woman among your relatives, the Israelites among our people? You know, huh? Diba? The parents are urging Samson that your relationship must be with our tribe, with our nation, the Israelites. But you are choosing a Philistine for your wife. That was when Samson was choosing Timnah. Not only did he choose Timnah, but when Timnah died or was burned by the Philistines, he chose Delilah, again a Philistine. Isn't that compromising? Huh? Because of his blinded pride. He was blinded by pride. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18 says, Pride goes before destruction. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. You know, you don't just fall. You don't just self-destruct. It is a sequential, slow thing that when you double yourself with sin, that when you indulge your sin with your life with unholy things, then little by little, the Spirit, you know, your Spirit and the Holy Spirit is grieving in your life, and pride will say, I'm okay. I'm a church member of Victory. I go, I give my tithes. I do this and I do that. It's okay. But it's not okay because that's pride. And that will come before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. A warning to us. Thirdly and lastly, because my time is up, He got blinded, bounded, and broken. Judges chapter 16, verse 21. He was physically blinded, bounded, and broken. Okay, let's look at that verse 21. Or verse 21. There. Then the Philistine sees him, gouged his eyes, and took him down to Gaza. Binding him with the bronze shackles, they set him to grinding into prison, in the prison. You see? A man of God chosen to be a warrior, a man of God chosen to be a deliverer of his people, now is grinding stone in the prison. Oh, o, nag-ano lang siya? Ang tawag doon? Sa Pilipino ba yung sasabi, nagbabayo na lang ng ano, ng pagkain ng mga Pilistino. Di ba? Because grinding stone, with grinding the wheat. Di ba? So he's just doing that. He's no longer doing the purposes of God. He's no longer following God, you know, but following his oppressors. Sunod-sunuran na lang siya. He lived a life of misery because if you are not in the will of God, my friends, I tell you that you will be a miser, a miser. You'll live in misery if you're not in the will of God. Say amen to that? Tahimik kayo. Amen. Amen. That's why there's repentance. We could repent and say, God, I want to be in your will. I want to be in your purpose. I want to be in your timeline. I want to be a son. I want to be a daughter, God. And I want to stay one. He lived a life of misery. He lost his strength. He lost his eyesight. Binulag nga po siya. Tinanggal yung mga mata niya. Hindi lamang sinundot. Tinanggal talaga. Yeah? They blinded him. He lost his fervor of serving God. Wala nang gana, di ba? So we could see, of course, it's heartening, disheartening to see people that started right and then ended up wrong. I had experience seeing people like that because I've been pastoring all my life, in Victory here about 11 years, and my former church about 18 years. So I'm old in the ministry to see people that have started right but ended up wrong. And distracted. Because why? They live in misery because they did not, you know, they started covering their sins. The sins started piling up and they started, you know, rationalizing their sins. Hindi, hindi naman kasalanan to eh. Konti lang to. Mas malakas magnakaw yung kapitbahay ko. Konti lang ako magnakaw. Hindi, pastor, ano lang to? Fling-fling lang to. Pagka nakatapos, pabalik na rin ako sa pamilya ko. Don't do that. You'll ruin your life because you'll be a person that is miserable. Okay, he lived in ridicule. Ito, he lived in ridicule. You know, what are the Philistines saying? There in chapter 16 says, the Philistines praise their God. They were praising their God, Dagon. Not the God, Yahweh, but they were praising the God, their God, Dagon, their God, and to celebrate saying, our God, Dagon, has delivered Samson, our enemies, into our hands. Yeah? So hindi lang, not only Samson is humiliated, but they started humiliating God. They started humiliating Yahweh. That's also the course that we take when we, you know, associate ourselves with sin, and yet we say that we're Christians. Because the Bible says you are crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ every day of your life. If you continue to sin, you continue in sin, and you continue to hide it. Because nothing could be hidden to God. Hello? Hello? Tahimik tayo. Kasi nga, minsan ganun tayo. We try to cover it up. We try to, you know, to put some makeup in those sin. But yet, the Holy Spirit is there saying, son, my daughter, you're not doing right. Repent. Come back to me. Follow me. And God is saying that probably to some of us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 says, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's from the mouth of the Apostle Paul. Why? I would like to tie that up with Samson's prayer. Because when Samson came to his senses, he prayed to God and said, Lord, just one last hurrah, just one last strength, so that I could die with them, kill them all and die with them. And that's what we see in that picture when he started pulling the, you know, tumbling down the temple and killing all the Philistines and killing himself. But he said, God, you're my strength. Samson prayed, O sovereign God, remember me, O God. Please strengthen me just one more time, for the last time. Let me, with one blow, get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. Of course, he's again focusing on himself, but he's praying to God now. Forgetting about Delilah, forgetting about the things that happened. My friend, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6 and 7 says, it always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love is not blind. Love is not blind, but it rejoices with the truth. Our love is not blind because we have seen the great lover of our soul, the Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation of each one who had believed. 1 John 3:16 says, I'll end with this verse. This is how we know what love. Can we read this aloud? You want it? Read it aloud? Okay, let's read it together aloud. 1, 2, 3, go. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Bow our heads and pray. Lord, we thank you today as we have gleaned in the life of this great man, Samson. Lord, not so great because of what he has done, but Lord, in the end of his life, he said, Lord, just one more time, do not forget me. Today, Lord God, probably in this congregation, in this mass of people around, Lord God, there are still people that are, you know, not connected to you. There are still people that are wondering, Lord God, when will this sin stop? There are people here probably, you know, covering their sins up, but not really confessing and not really repenting on that sin. Lord, you are the one who knows our hearts. Lord, search our heart today. David says, Lord, and see if there's any iniquity therein, Lord. Forgive, cleanse us, Lord God. Today, as our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I would like to once more end this message by saying the Lord Jesus Christ gave his life for you and me. And on that cross, he says, it's done. Believe in what I have done because I am now your deliverer. I am now your Samson, delivering you out of bondage.